Mistechtes Bar Mitzia, Daf Nun, three lines from the top of Daf Nun Amud Aleph, and we just saw a Mishnah, and the Mishnah discussed the din of Einah, the din of price fraud, and the Mishnah mentioned two machlokes in between the Tanakam and Rav Tafin. Number one, as to the share of Einah, as the Tanakam defined Einah as when the seller overcharges or when the buyer underpays by 1/6 or 16.6%, and Rav Tafin defined Einah as double that amount or 1/3 or 33%. And number two, the Tanakam hold that if the seller overcharged the buyer by exactly 1/6, then the buyer can only either cancel the sale or demand a refund for a very short time frame, which is defined as that the buyer can ask a merchant or his relative for their opinion as to the price that he paid, while tap and hold, the buyer has an entire day to do so, and we refer to these time periods as the statute of limitations. We also saw machlekes between Rav and Shmuel as to how to define a shtus according to Tanna Kamma or a shlish according to Rav Tafin, as Rav held the only time that we consider that a buyer or seller cheated the other party by 1/6 or 1/3 is only based on a ratio of 1/6 or 1/3 of the actual value of the merchandise, what Rav calls shtus mekach. And for example, if the actual value of the merchandise is $600 and the seller sold the item to the buyer for $700, which is $100 more than the actual value, and is 1/6 of $600, which we would generally call a shtus milgav, that would be a case where the buyer was cheated, or in a case where buyer paid $500 instead of $600 and cheated the seller by $100, which is 1/6 of the actual value of the merchandise, and in that case the buyer cheated the seller. And Shmuel holds that we would also consider it to be einah if the shust was calculated based on the actual money paid, or as Shmuel stated, shtus mais, and even if the value of the actual item is $500 and the buyer overpaid and paid an extra $100 and paid $600, and therefore he was cheated by the seller by 1/6, or if the actual value of the item was $700 and the buyer underpaid and cheated the seller and only paid $600, then these cases would also be defined as cases of Einah, where the price for it is considered 1/6, and the dinim of Einah would apply. And the Gemara brought two raiyas against Rav, and the Gemara also brought a Tanya Lamayachi like Shmuel. And it's also important to note that the Gemara will define three different categories of Einah, and at the end of the sugya, the Gemara will actually redefine these three categories of Einah, and Rav will explain that the first category of Einah is if someone was cheated less than the shtus, then neither party can cancel the transaction, and you can't get back the money, and you can't be made whole, as Mechila applies. And the second category of Einah is if someone was cheated more than a shtus, then either party can cancel the sale and batal mekach. And finally, number three, if one party was defrauded by exactly a shtus, then the party that was cheated can demand to be made whole, and a buyer can demand that the seller issue him a refund of the entire shtus, and the seller can demand that the buyer pay him the shtus. However, according to Rava, neither party can cancel the transaction. But keep in mind that our Mishnah, as well as our sugya hold regarding the third category of Einah, where one of the parties are cheated by exactly a shtus, which we will call Stam Einah, that the din is that the party that was cheated is Yodai Al HaYoinah, and he has the upper hand, and can either demand to be made whole, or they can even cancel the transaction. And our Gemara now begins and asks the Shaila, Ibailuhu, Pachas Mishtus L'Rabbanon, La'ata Hav Michila, Oy B'chadesh Yiru L'Taga, Oy L'Krevay. We just mentioned that if the price fraud is exactly a shtus, then there is a statute of limitations as to up to when the seller or buyer can either demand a refund or a true-up or cancel the transaction. And the Gemara asks that Lepid Rabbanon that hold that Einah is defined as a 1/6 price variation, would there also be a statute of limitation when the variation is less than 1/6? And for example, in a case where the buyer is cheated and instead of paying $600, he was charged $650, which is of course less than a 1/6 variation, Bein L'Rav and Bein L'Shmuel, would we say that even though the variation was less than 1/6, the buyer still has a right to immediately demand a refund or cancel the transaction up until the point of the statute of limitation, or Kadesh Yiru L'Taga Oy L'Krevay, or would there be an automatic Mechila and Butla Daita Eitzel Kol Adam? The Gemara continues and is bothered that how could we even have a Shaila that in the case of Pachas Mishtus, there would be a statute of limitation and there would be a time frame in which the defrauded party can say that they are not Meichel, then L'Chayra there would be no Chilut between a case where it's less than a Shtus or a case where it's exactly a Shtus. And as the Gemara states, and if you're going to say that even in a case where the price for it was less than a shtus, there is a statute of limitation, and the defrauded party can still claim that they weren't meichel, then l'chayra ma'ika ben shtus l'pachas mishtus, what would be the nafkamina between a case where the price for it was exactly 1/6 or where the price for it was less than 1/6? As in either case, the party that was defrauded can say that they were not meichel, and therefore they could either demand a refund or to be made whole, or they could cancel the transaction. And the The Gemara explains Ikur that certainly there is an afkamina, and the shaila was not that it should be exactly like the case of a shtus, but the ilu shtus yodal yoyna, in the case where the price for it was exactly 1/6, then we stated before that according to our Mishnah, then the party that was defrauded is yodal yoyna, and he has the upper hand, and he has a choice as ratza chayzer, ratza koyna, machzer yoyna, and the defrauded party can either cancel the entire transaction, or he could ask to be made whole, and if he's the buyer, he could ask for a refund, and if he's the seller, he could ask for the extra money, and within the statute of limitation, he could ask for the sixth that he was cheated. However, in the case where the price for it was less than a sixth, then even though we could say that during the time frame of the statute of limitation, the defrauded party can say that he's not Michael, he doesn't have a choice, and it's not Yoda El Yoyna, and he only can make one demand, and he could demand of the other party that the party makes him whole, and if the buyer was defrauded by less than a sixth, then the buyer could demand that the seller return him and refund that money, and if the seller was the one that was defrauded, then the seller could demand that the buyer make that extra payment. But certainly the defrauded party cannot say that I want to be mevatel the mekach and can't say that it's a mekach tois. And therefore the Gemara asks, my the lemaisa, what is the din b'negei case where the price for it was less than a shtus according to Rabbanan? Is there a statute of limitation during which time he could say that he was not meichel, or do we say that there was never a statute of limitation and immediately there was a din of mechila? And keep in mind that the Gemara will also have a similar question as to a case where one party is cheated by more than a shtus, where the din is bitul mekach, and the question will be, if there is no time frame and they can always demand that they want to cancel the entire transaction and they could claim that there was a bitul mekach and there's a mekach tois, or do we say that they only have up until the amount of the statute of limitation and after that point they would not be able to claim bitul mekach? And the Gemara continues, Tashma, and the Gemara will bring a raya from our Mishnah, and let us review our Mishnah prior to continuing, as the Mishnah started with the Shita of the Tanakama that held that the price fraud is based on 1/6, and the Rabbanan said that the statute of limitation is ad kadesh yiru l'taga oy l'kreivai, and then hoy Reb Tafim b'lud, Reb Tafim paskin for the tagri lud, that the shir of ayna is not 1/6 and instead is 1/3, and the tagri lud were very happy about that, as l'maisa they were able to go up in price up until 33%. However, then Reb Tafim also stated that the statute of limitation is not b'chadesh yiru l'taga oy l'kreivai, and he gave a longer time frame for the statute of limitation, and he said that kol yoyin mutalachsa, that the statute of limitation is the entire day, and amuloi, and therefore the Tagri Lord said to Reb Tafim, Yenichu lana Reb Tafim b'mekaymenu v'chazol d'rei chachamim, that we'd rather Reb Tafim leave our place and don't tell us his shitas, and instead we will pass like the chachamim. And our Gemara now continues that after Reb Tafim paskin for the Tagri Lord, that the statute of limitation is for the entire day, so therefore the Tagri Lord went back and wanted to pass like the chachamim, and they weren't happy with Reb Tafim. And the Gemara states, Savru, and as Rashi says, Rabbanu de Medrasha, the Baal Mishim in Yabayan, that the Rabbanu de Beis Medrash that wanted to be pushed the Shaila from our Mishnah, they thought that the Pshat of our Mishnah is that Pachas Mishlush Reb Tafim, Kipachas Mishlush Rabbanu Dami, that even though Reb Tafim and Rabbanu disagree as to what is the share of price fraud, and Reb Tafim holds it the Shlish, and Rabbanu holds the Shtus, but Lemaisa, notwithstanding what they actually hold is the actual share of Ayna, but both Reb Tafim and the Chum agree with each other as to what the din would be if someone is defrauded less than the amount of Ayna. And for example, if someone is cheated less than the share of a shlish according to Reb Tafim and according to Rabbanan less than the share of a shtus, then they will both agree as to what the din would be. And the Gemara will try to bring a raya that even where the price fraud is less than the shtus, mechila doesn't occur until after the statute of limitations, and prior to the end of the statute of limitation, the defrauded party can demand to be made whole and can say that they are in meichel. And as the Gemara explains, I'm a bishleim of pachas mishtus Rabbanan b'chdeish yiru l'taga l'kreivai l'Reb Tafim kolayim mishum hachi chazru bishleim. If the Tanakama and Reb Tafim both agree that even in a case where the price for it was less than the shear of Ayna, that they both agree that up until the statute of limitations, the defrauded party can claim that they aren't meichel, so we can understand why the Tagri Lud were unhappy with the psak of Reb Tafim that a buyer has a full day to demand a refund. As the Fira Banan, if the seller defrauds the buyer, even a pruta, and up until 1/6, then a buyer can only demand a refund, b'chdesh yir l'tagoy l'krevay, which is a short amount of time, while the Fira Tafim, the buyer will be able to claim refund for the entire day, and almost every sale has the potential for a small discrepancy in price, and therefore the Tagri Lud were not happy with the Psak of Reb Tafim. Rashi, four lines in the bottom of the Amid states, V'i mishum d'rabbonin havishtus v'yesal shtus chazora u'l'dedei kono machzana. If you're going to tell me that why was it that the Tagri Lud were unhappy with Reb Tafim, if there is a benefit to the Shita Reb Tafim, din, because l'fid rabbanon, if the price for it is a shtus or more than a shtus, then there's a din that the buyer can be chayza, and according to Rabbi Taffin, from the point of a sixth until a third, the buyer can't be chayza l'gamri, and he can only demand a refund, and therefore the Tagri Lud should have been still happy with the psak Rabbi Taffin. Zok Rashi noyach lehem shtei chazara b'teich kadei shiira, then it still makes sense that the Tagri Lud was still going to be happier with the psak rabbanon that the buyer could be chayza within a very short amount of time and a short amount of the statute of limitations, which is b'chadei shiira l'tagar l'krevay, and they at least know v'mleibah b'chadei shiira that if the buyer doesn't come during that statute of limitations, haba mechila, then the buyer is meichel, and they would surely rather that psak than the psak of Rabbi Taffin from the point when they were overcharged by between 1/6 and 1/3, that the din is that the buyer is kaina and the buyer can demand a refund v'hoy le'sheis kalayim, and the buyer would have a much longer statute of limitations and he would be able to demand that refund the entire day. But the Gemara continues, Ali'i amrit pachas mishtus rabbanon la'alta havin mechila, continue on daf nunu and beiz, Rab Taffin na'ami la'alta havin mechila, amai chazu, as l'maisa b'drab Taffin nichlu tvei, demai drabbanon kamashulu aina, l'rab Taffin havin mechila. And the Gemara points out, but if we will say that when the price for it is less than the share of aina, then both the rabbanon and Rab Taffin agree that there is no statute of limitations and the buyer is immediately meichel the price difference to the seller and the buyer can never demand a refund, so the Tagri Lud should have still been very happy with the psak of Rav Taffin, as l'fi Rabbanan, the buyer is only meichel up until a price for it of 16%, and l'fi Rav Taffin, a buyer is immediately meichel up until a price for it of 33%, and although it's true that once the price for it is 33%, Rav Taffin's statute of limitation is longer than the statute of limitation of the Rabbanan, ultimately between a price for it of 16% and 33%, the Rabbanan considered that aina, and l'fi Rabbanan, there's a potential for the buyer to cancel the transaction, and l'fi Rav Taffin, it's not aina at all, and the buyer is meichel, and all that the Tagri Lud would have to do is to be careful not to raise the prices by 33% or more, but at any price that is less than that, they would actually be gaining, and they should have been happy with the Psaka of Taffin. And the Gemara continues that you can't bring a raya from a Mishnah that the din is that if it's Pachas Mishtus, the statute of limitation would still apply, as Mi Savrit Pachas Mishtus Rav Taffin ke Pachas Mishtus Rabban Dami, Loi Mishtus Vat Shlish Rav Taffin ke Shtus Atzmal Rabban Dami. And Lufi Rav Taffin, in a case where the price for it is less than 1/3, he doesn't compare that to a case Lufi Rabbanon where the price for it is less than 1/6, and Rav Taffin actually holds that up until 1/6 there is Mechila, but if the price for it is any amount that is between the range of 1/6 and 1/3, then Rav Taffin considers that as the third category of Aina, and the din in that case is exactly as Rabbanon hold in a case where the price for it is exactly 1/6, and certainly the buyer can either demand a refund or cancel the transaction within the statute of limitations, and the only difference between Rav Taffin and Rabbanon is l'fid Rabbanon, where the price for it is more than 1/6 and up to 1/3, then either party can be mevatel the transaction and batel hamekach, while l'fid Rav Taffin, only the buyer has the ability to either be mevatel hamekach or ask for a refund, and therefore it makes sense that the Tagri Lud were not happy with the psak Rav Taffin, since Rav Taffin extended the statute of limitation for any price for it is over 1/6. And quite possibly, both Rav Taffin and Rabbanon agree that if there is a price for it that is less than 1/6, that the buyer is immediately meichel, and there is no statute of limitations. And the Gemara continues and asks, Ihachi amai samchu meyikara, that if you are correct that the only real major machlekes between Rav Taffin and Rabbanon is that Rav Taffin holds that the only time either party can be mevatel the transaction is where the price for it is over 1/3, but if the price for it is between 1/6 and 1/3, basically agrees to Rabbanon that the buyer is yada al yayna and can either demand a refund or be mevatel the transaction, so why would a Tagri Lud initially happy with the psak Rav Taffin that complete bitul mekach only applies once the price for it is more than a shlish, if l'chayra that's not giving them a major advantage, and therefore l'chayra by the fact that the Tagri Lud were initially happy, then tifshay the bitul mekach Rabbanon la'ilam chayza the kim the amalu Rav Taffin have no, somehow, l'chir, we should be able to be patient the next shaila that the Gemara will bring, and it should be clear that l'fid Rabbanon, once the price for it is over 1/6, then the din is that either party can always be mevatel the mekach, and there is no statute of limitations, while l'fid psak Rav Taffin, there's actually a major benefit to the sellers. If the price for it would be between 1/6 and 1/3, then the buyer can only be mevatel the mekach up until the statute of limitations and not longer, and therefore it makes sense why the Tagri Lud were initially happy with the psak Rav Taffin. And as the Gemara continues and explains further, the Isak Daita to Bittul Mekla Rabbana Bechdesh Yirul Taga Elekrevoi B'may Samchu, that if we will say that when the Rabbanan say that once there's a price for it that's over 1/6, that Bittul Mekla applies, the only time that either party can demand that the transaction should be bottled is only within the statute of limitation. So why would they be happy if L'maisa there is no major difference between the Rabbanan and Rab Tafin? If L'fi the Rabbanan between a price for it of 1/6 and 1/3, then both parties can be chayza within the statute of limitations. And according to Rab Tafin, between a price for it of 1/3 and 1/6, it's considered stam yina, and the buyer is yada al yina and can either demand a refund or he can be mevatel the transaction. And therefore, not only is there no major benefit of the shita of Rab Tafin over Rabbanan, it could be the Rab Tafin shita is actually worse than Rabbanan. And the Gemara responds that in a chenami, the Tagri Lud were initially happy with the psak of Rab Tafin, as some chabishtus atzba the Rab Tafin mechil Rabbanan know that there is actually a machlekes between Rab Tafin and Rabbanan in the case where the actual price for it was exactly 1/6. In that case, Rab Tafin holds that since the price for it was exactly 1/6, then the buyer would be Michael. If you're Rab Tafin, the din of price for it is the same when it's less than 1/6 and when it's exactly 1/6. However, the feeder Rabbanan, the only time that there is mechila is only up until 1/6, but once there's a price for it of exactly 1/6, then it's already considered aina, and the party that was defrauded would be yada al yaina. Therefore, the Tagri Lud were happy with the Psak Rab Tafin because they understood that they could make sure to mark up the prices by exactly 1/6. In that case, it would not be a din of aina, and the din of mechila would apply, while the feeder Rabbanan, when they mark it up 1/6, the din of aina would still apply, and therefore they were happy with the Psak Rab Tafin. And the Gemara continues with the Shaila that we mentioned before. Ibailu, the Gemara had the following Shaila, Bitl Mekach Rabbanan La Ilam Chayza, Oiduma Bechle Shir Letaga Ilukrevai. In the case where the price for it was more than 1/6, will Fir Rabbanan, both parties can say that there's Bitl Mekach? Do we say that they have the right to actually say that there was a Bitl Mekach forever? Or do we say that they only have a right to demand that the Mekach should be bottled and the transaction should be cancelled within the statute of limitations? The Imtim Salim Bechle Shir Letaga Ilukrevai. And if we're going to say that there is a statute of limitations, even in the case where the price for it was more than 1/6, and ma'ika bein shtus liyasal shtus, so what would be the nafkamina between a case where the price for it was exactly 1/6, or where the price for it was more than 1/6? And the Gemara explains very simply, ika de ilu shtus mishnasana chayza b'ilu yasal shtus shneim chayzrin, that if it would be exactly a shtus, then the only party that could be chayza is the party that was defrauded, and if the price for it was more than 1/6, then both parties can demand that the transaction should be cancelled and the transaction should be bottled. And keep in mind, although the Gemara doesn't mention it, there is one other nafkamina, as if the price for it was exactly 1/6, then the buyer could not only demand that the transaction should be bottled, the buyer could agree that the transaction should not be bottled and the seller should just refund the difference of the price and the seller should make him whole. While in a case where the price for it was more than 1/6, the party that was defrauded can't demand a refund or they can't demand to be made whole, and the only demand that they can have is that the transaction should be bottled. And the Gemara asks, Mai, and what is the din in this scenario? Do we say that there's a statute of limitations, or do we say they could always be chayza? And the Gemara once again brings a raya from a Mishnah. As Tashma, we saw in a Mishnah, Chazul Divrei Chachamim, once the Tagri Lud heard Reb Tafin had a statute of limitation, which was the entire day, and which was longer than the statute of limitation of the Rabbanan, then they said that we'd rather not pass it like Reb Tafin, and we'd rather pass it like the Chachamim, and I'amak bishleim b'bitul mekach Rabbanan b'chdei shiyur l'taga l'krevai, l'rab Tafin kol ayayim, mishum hachi chazru. So if we will say that even in the case where there was bitul mekach and where the price for it was more than 1/6 according to Rabbanan and more than 1/3 according to Rab Tafin, that both parties can only demand that there should be a bitul mekach within the statute of limitations, then we can understand that initially the Tagri Lud were happy with the psak of Rab Tafin, as they gained that at least if they charge exactly a shtus, that the fear of Tafin the buyer is Michael, and the fear of Rabbanan the din of Eino already applies. And then when they heard Rab Tafin extends the statute of limitation, and once a buyer is defrauded more than 1/6, then the buyer can cancel the transaction for an entire day, so they weren't happy to swap that chumra of Rav Tafin out for a small kula that is only applicable where the price for it is exactly 1/6. However, the Gemara continues, Ali Yamir Bitl Mekach Rabbanan La'ilam Chayza, so my Chazru, why would the Tagri Lud be Chayza and not be happy with the Psak Rav Tafin if it Rav Tafin Nichlu Tvei the Kamashru L'Ana Kalayayim V'sulay? And the Gemara points out, however, if we hold that Lefid Rabbanan, once there is price for it that is over 1/6, then the buyer can always cancel the transaction and there is no statute of limitation, then certainly the Psak Rav Tafin is more beneficial to the Tagri Lud, as Lefid Rav Tafin if the price fraud is between 1/6 and 1/3, then the buyer can only cancel the transaction for an entire day, while if you're Rabbanon, the buyer can cancel the transaction forever. And in Rashi, he points out that at this point to the Gemara actually could hold that Lefi Reb Tafin, if the price fraud is exactly Ishtus and exactly 1/6, then Reb Tafin would agree to Rabbanon, Mechila doesn't apply, and Lefi Reb Tafin, there would be a statute of limitations, which is only Ad Kadesh Yir L'Taga L'Krevai, and Lefi Reb Tafin, there would be a longer statute of limitations, and even though certainly that would be beneficial to a seller, and therefore the Tagri Lud should be happy about that point. However, of course, that is only in a case where it's exactly a shtus, and as Rashi says, Yechilin Lizar B'Shtus Atzma, and therefore the Tagri Lud understood that you just have to be careful not to defraud someone by exactly 1/6, but if they actually defraud someone any amount that is over 1/6 and up until 1/3, that they actually would gain a lot. Well, if you're a Tafin, the buyer would only be able to be Chayza within the statute of limitations and up to 1 day, and according to Rabbanon, since it's already more than 1/6, then the buyer would be able to be Chayza forever. And as Rashi also mentions, that if the Tagri Lud wanted to make sure that they don't get into any bad situation, then they could just make sure to charge a drop less than 1/6, and there would be immediate Mechila. And the Gemara answers that it's not a Raya from our Mishnah to the Shaila, as Bitul Mekach Leishriach, as even though it's true that there could be a benefit to the seller in any case where the price for it is between 1/6 and 1/3, however, it's not normal to generally have price for it between 1/6 and 1/3, and as Mefarshim explained, that it's very difficult to defraud a buyer at such a large price discrepancy that's between 1/6 and 1/3 of the standard price of this item. As Rashi says, "V'in shvach zeh choshev lehem b'mid leishriach," and therefore this benefit was not choshev to the Tagri Lud, since it's not shriach, the chimikri, and even if it would occur that it would actually be price for it between 1/6 and 1/3, and while it's true that according to Rabbanon, the buyer would be able to be chayza forever, but even Rav Tafin agrees that the buyer could be chayza the entire day and up until the statute of limitations, and generally a buyer would be chayza before the end of the day, and therefore that's not considered a major benefit of the Tagri Lud, and the Tagri Lud would rather pass like the Chachamim that there's a smaller statute of limitations where the standard would apply, which is much more of the normal scenario than to pass like Rav Tafin and have the buyer be able to be chayza for an entire day. And the Gemara continues, Amar Rava, and Rava states, Hilchasa, the halach is pachas mishtus nikna mekach. If the fraud is less than a sixth and less than a shtus, automatically there is mechila, and therefore the mekach is chal, and yoisal shtus, bitl mekach. And if the price fraud is more than a shtus, then there will be bitl mekach, and either party can retract, as we've stated before. However, shtus, kano machzayna. In this case, Rava says differently than our Mishnah and the Gemara that we had previously, and if the price for it would be exactly a shtus, then the transaction is chal, and neither party can cancel the transaction. However, the party that was defrauded has to be made whole, and both in the case where the fraud was exactly a shtus, or in the case where the fraud was more than a shtus, then the statute of limitation does apply, and the defrauded party can only come back and demand a refund or cancel the transaction prior to the time frame that it would take him to go to a merchant or to go to his relatives in order to get a price quote. And as we learned on Daf Mem Tesam Beis, and we will see at the bottom of the Amid, the Rav Nachman will teach us that the only time that a statute of limitation applies is only in regard to a buyer and not in regard to the seller. And of course, as we previously mentioned, this din of Rava is not like our Mishnah and not like our previous sugya. As in the Mishnah and in the previous sugya, we saw that in the third category of Aina, where the actual price for it is exactly a shtus, then the din is that the defrauded party can either demand to be made whole, and if he was the buyer, he could demand a refund, and if he was seller, he could demand to get the extra money of the shtus, or they also have the option of canceling the transaction, and as we stated, Yad al-Yayna. However, according to Rabba, the defrauded party only has one option, and only can demand to be made whole, and the buyer can demand that he gets a refund, and the seller could demand to get the extra payment of the shtus. The Gemara is therefore bothered that since we have a Mishnah, and we also had the previous sugya that seems not like Rabba, so where does Rava get this idea from? And the Gemara states, Tani Kavasa de Rava, that we have a Brisa that says like Rava, and we'll see that one man the in this Brisa says like the Sheet of Rava, which will be the Sheet of Rav Nosson. And the Brisa begins with the Sheet of Rav Nosson, Oina, in the case of price fraud, Pachas Mishtus Nikna Mekach, if it's less than a Shtus, then the Mekach is Nikna, and there would be Mechila. Yes, Al Shtus, if it's more than a sixth, then Batl Mekach, then either party could break the transaction and could cancel the transaction. And Shtus, if it's exactly a Shtus, Kano Machsa Oina, then you koina and you have to return to Aina, divrei Rav Nosson, but there is no choice to be mevatel lemekach, and that's exactly as Rabbi taught us. However, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, who was also also the Tana of our Mishnah, he states, Yad Meichal Al Yoyna, that in a case where the seller was defrauded and it was exactly a shtus, then the seller has the upper hand and he has a choice. He could either say, I want to cancel the transaction and I want my item back and I don't want to sell this item any longer, or the seller could demand from the buyer that since you underpaid me, I want you to pay me what you cheated me, and I want you to give me that extra money, and I want you to pay me back the shtus. And Rava argues that a Mishnah b'digei the din of Yad El Yoyna, the sphere like Rav Nosson the Braisa, as Rava holds like Rav Nosson that we just saw in the Braisa, the Kaimula and Rav Nosson Dainu, as we know that we say that Rav Nosson is a Dain, v'nochas la'im kodidina b'perakabayis v'aliyah, and therefore, even though we have a Stam Mishnah that is not like Rav Nosson, Rav is still passing like Rav Nosson that we find in the Braisa, and we will stop over here.